We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. Yes, we got to the weekend. First weekend of 2025 this Saturday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, on many different platforms, including this one here in the South Point Studios at YouTube. Just go to YouTube and hit South Point Studios on the search bar. You'll get to us. You hit Race Day, and here we are. And, of course, you can see us and hear us on the YouTube streaming, the streaming network at YouTube at South Point Studios. And, of course, our local radio station, Race Day Las Vegas radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. You could hear us there as you're running around the town this morning here in Las Vegas. And, of course, all of our other platforms that include our websites, phone apps, and, of course, wherever you get your podcasting as well, I should say. We're out there. Websites and et cetera. We're all out there. And we welcome all of you, no matter how you get us. Whatever platform you get us in, fine. Beautiful. We love you. And we're happy to have you with us this morning. Well, here in Las Vegas, it's a little bit windy outside. There was a little bit of wind going on in the parking lot as I walked in this morning. Right now it's 51 degrees, though. See, when the wind comes out and et cetera, it just gets a little warmer. And so right now we're at 51. We're usually in the low 40s to mid 40s, but right now it's 51 out. We're going to get to 61 today. The span is only about 10 degrees for the entire temperature here in Las Vegas today. As far as around the country is concerned, because after all, you know, we'll be looking at other jurisdictions, of course, for live racing. As far as the weather is concerned, just a little bit of snow going on in the upper plains area. But most of the snow central in little pockets around the Great Lakes area and parts of Pennsylvania, parts of New York. But I understand from Jonathan Hardoon, who's bundled up this morning, it's pretty cold in New York. And, of course, we'll have Jonathan with us along with Rich Eng, who has a thought about this unusual weekend of pro football. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz with his picks. And John Linda, who's usually with us from Southern California, isn't today. He's with us live here in studio in Las Vegas. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, it's a little breezy outside.
Isn't it, though?
It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little brisk out there. It'll keep you, you won't be, you'll get the mind cleared out for sure going through that parking lot. It's a little brisk out there. Hey, today we've got a couple of races that do actually hold Kentucky Derby points for the leaderboard. Now, there are only 10 points, but two of them. One is the Jerome in New York at Aqueduct. The other one is the Smarty Jones in the long series of the Arkansas Derby series that goes on in Oaklawn Park. And, of course, Southern California, the San Vicente, doesn't have Derby points to it, but there's two really there's going to be a nice matchup in that race with Baffert's horses. And of course, even another race in Southern in Gulfstream Park.
Right, the Mucho Macho Man. Right, yeah, that's a one-turn mile, so four races for three-year-olds, they're going to start weeding themselves out starting today.
Yeah, it's early, but, you never, as soon as they turn three-year-olds, yeah. Right after, like, January 1st, where's the three-year-old races? What are they? Where's the, Derby points races, et cetera? We got a long way to go, but you got to start somewhere, and today we're starting that in those races, that's for sure. Yesterday, the Dubai World Cup Carnival was held. That's the prep for the Dubai World Cup, the big Dubai World Cup day that comes up, I think, on April the 5th, the Dubai World Cup. And so there were a lot of preps in the Dubai World Cup Carnival at Maidan Racecourse yesterday. And one of the most impressive winners was a horse called Tuz, T-U-Z, an 8-year-old sprinter that won the sprint prep for the Golden Shehan coming up at Dubai. So I guess we got to start looking at some of those races as well.
Yeah, they have about once a month going into that carnival, they will have some of those major prep days down there in Maidan City. And you're going to see some representation from Doug O'Neill's had a stable down there the last couple of years. Yeah. I don't think he's got anything down there this year, but he will ship for some of those races. And horses like Straight No Chaser, who won the Breeders' Cup Sprint, I think he's got the Golden Shaheen on his radar, too.
And not to mention, of course, the Dubai World Cup itself, that I'm sure will get some of the top American horses as well. All right, we've got the final statistics in as far as the U.S. betting handle. The betting handle for the United States, the handle dropped 3% last year from the previous year. This is from the Equibase statistics, okay? And this is the fourth time in the last 5 years that we've taken a dip in the handle. 3,787 days of racing, 30,852 races, and 229,748 starters. But we did have pockets, not only in Southern California having the short fields and other places having short fields, but we did have pockets of where there were a lot of cancellations because of the unusual weather last year, too.
Well, there's a higher protocol standards now for racing, and that's been in play the last 3 to 5 years, and it's ramping up. So, yeah, there are times when they're going to cancel. And from a Southern California standpoint, with three-day weeks a lot of the year, and, some of those races come up with some small fields that are they're hard races to bet straight up. So, yeah, I know my handle's down a little bit, not because I don't want to. It's just a few less opportunities for me.
Opportunities aren't there.
Right.
I mean, there's sometimes in Southern California when I see the races there, I don't get involved unless you guys pick a horse in the first four races until the late pick five starts, and that's usually not the case for me.
But when we have good cards like we did opening day at Santa Anita, the people will come out and they'll play. What they do, 21 million opening day?
That was great.
So they're there. They're ready to play. We just have to have the product for them.
And people keep telling me about, well, you know, horse racing is dying. Horse racing is not dying. The product is being limited now. You right. put the product out there, we come to bet.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we enjoy the big days so much. You know, the undercard at Churchill Downs on Derby Day is as much fun as the Derby itself. Obviously, the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, you've got, you know, 14 Breeders' Cup races and an undercard or full fields. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, no question about it. And the bugaboo that's sitting out there for regular players like you and I and a lot of people out there is this CAW computer-assisted wagering that's happening. And it's causing big drops in prices on horses. Yesterday, two examples of that. In the first race yesterday at Santa Anita, the winner went in the starting gate at 5-1, won the race, and paid $6 and change.
Right.
That happened again in the third race. The winner went into the starting gate at a much higher price, came back, won the race, and paid $7 and change as well. And this is happening a lot with the computer-assisted wagering. A lot of regular players just don't understand the particulars of computer-assisted wagering. But we do know the results, and it's leaving a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth.
Well, we've talked about it many times, Ralph. I mean, I'm betting based on value. Just like in the sports book behind us here, if you're betting a football game today and you want to lay 7 points,
yeah.
they're going to lock you in at 7 points. You're not going to give 12 points at kickoff.
Right.
So if I'm betting a horse in the first race at Santa Anita, I think I'm getting 5-1, and I get 2-1, well, wait a minute. You know, and now with sports wagering so prevalent around the nation, people see that too, and they say, well, why would I do that when I know what the prices I'm going to get over here?
Right.
So it's a problem, and we have a lot of perception rules in this business, but we need something to protect the bettors too.
Now, do you think that with some racetracks tinkering around with fixed odds wagering, which is that concept when you go to the window, whatever the wager is at the time when you bet is the wager you lock in, which would be similar to sports betting.
Right.
Do you think that has a way of negating what's going on with the computer assisted wagering?
You know, they still have to figure out the pricing on that, how to charge for those bets, who pays for that. Mm-hmm. But yes, I mean, if I know I could lock in a price as soon as I see a number that I'm happy with, I'm going to go to the window and bet. It's something I would use if I was allowed to. So it just depends on, you know, everybody has their own preference, but I would use it.
I heard also that somebody, I can't remember, I saw a tweet or somebody emailed me or texted me that this computer-assisted wagering is starting to creep into the exotics too, exactas, et cetera.
Oh, it hasn't crept into these. It's all there. The CAWs are very busy in the jackpot pick six wagers.
Yeah.
A lot of those big rolling bets, pick fives and pick fours, because they have the algorithms to lay in into the gaps in the wagering pools. So we just don't see it. You know, the only thing that we see are the odds on an individual horse.
Right.
And that's why the New York Racing Association, they lock the win bettors out, the CAW out of the win pools with 2 minutes to post or whatever time it is. They're the only ones that I know of that do that right now. But they're prevalent in all the pools, believe me.
And, you know, maybe I don't know if it's a way to completely stop it, but at least that's a step in the right direction to help out the regular guys like us that just want to play. And, yeah, my horse is, you know, so-and-so, and that's it. Another thing yesterday, and they have to do something about this in how they do the graphics or whatever. There was, and I experienced this. There was a race where we had a horse that was scratched. I believe it was the 10 horse. I'm trying to figure this out now. It was, let me get the Santa Anita sheet here real quick. Naturally, they'll stick together. Yeah, it was the 10 horse in the 7th race, okay? Jerry Jackowitz had that play. So I had that horse in with a couple others in the late pick 5.
Right.
And I had the late pick 5 started because in the 6th race, I had one of my horses was the 5 that got scratched there as well, but the 11 won, and he was 2-1 at the time along with another horse. So I didn't know, since my scratch went to the favorite,
right,
whether I was alive or not, because they never, you know, they should put like a little asterisk.
A star or something, right.
It let you know that that was the horse that was represented by the scratched horses.
Right.
Okay? But I thought to myself, let me hold on to the ticket. So now we get to the, and naturally I had the winner of the seventh. So I get to the eighth race. I get to the seventh race, the next race, and the 10 was scratched. And so the favorite wins that race at 6:20. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Now, you know, you go all the way to the last race, and now you're waiting for the payoffs to find out if right. you're lucky enough that you were alive and win the pick five or not. That is not fair.
There should be some. It's not that difficult. Well, here's a better solution, Ralph. In those pick fours and pick fives, we need an alternate selection
right.
box. Yeah.
But we don't.
We can do it in California. You know, at the track and the satellite facilities.
Yeah.
Some of the ADW companies have that available as they reapply for their licensing to take wages for California tracks anyways. Yeah. They're supposed to make that available to the wagering public, but we don't have it here in Nevada yet. So it's something that needs to be uniform so all players have the same chance to wager.
Equal.
Yeah, have the same options as I do in California. You should have the same option here in Nevada.
Yeah, now, I want to remind everybody, it's not the race books here in town that are making that call. It's
no.
the Nevada Gaming Commission that needs to change it to allow them to do it.
Right.
But until then, the simplest thing is saying, look, when a star is next to the horse after the result, when you see the result and the star is next to it, that means that was the favorite of the race.
Right.
And the people who had scratched horses are still alive because that horse won and keeps you alive. That's the simple way of doing it, folks. Racetracks, are you listening? Because I'm sitting there going, gee, I wonder if I'm alive or not. It wasn't a lot because there were a lot of favorites anyhow.
Well, a lot of times on the satellite feeds, they'll announce it over the speaker system. But here where there's so many tracks going on, the volume is not on every track all the time.
Yeah.
So you need to put something in graphics to let folks know what happened.
All right. All I know is I'm looking out for you guys out there because I'm in the same boat you are. Anyhow, we're going to get started with actually trying to pick winners and all that good stuff here. We're going to go over, as I say, the two races with Kentucky Derby points, the Jerome and the Smarty Jones with both Jonathan and John after the break. And just taking a look at something, a little bit that happened today before we go to the break from yesterday's results. Yesterday, Linda Rice. She is hot. She won three races yesterday, Linda Rice did. She won the first race at 21:60, came back in the fourth race at 7:40, then won the last race, the eighth race, that paid 9:40. In 2 days, she won four races the day before.
Right.
In 2 days, she's had seven winners out at Aqueduct. She is running hot, that's for sure. By the way, trainer Horacio De Paz had a couple of wins yesterday as well, and Eric Cancela was the only jockey that had more than one winner yesterday. He rode Linda Rice's third winner in the last race at Aqueduct. Guess what? Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. We got a carryover for today. The fives paid $675.50. And I'm guessing that the combination of a $28 and a $22 winner got that thing into the carryover mode yesterday. Gulfstream Park, Irad Ortiz Jr. had a couple of wins, and so did Fernando Abreu. Irad won the second race at a $4 winner for Stephen Caliceris, and then came back for Abreu's second win in the eighth race that paid $4.20. Irad's first winner, I believe, let me see if I can find it. Oh, it was the Steve Caliceris winner. That's right. Okay. Then we go to Santa Anita yesterday. We already talked about the first race and the third race winners getting bet down from the morning, from the actual odds that were posted as they went in the starting gate. But Mike McCarthy, trainer Mike McCarthy, won the early double. He had that first race winner, Cultural, paid $6.80 in the end, and came back with another favorite in the second race, Just a Fancy, at $5.20. Dean Peterson won both races of the Northern California horses.
Right.
Okay. He won the fourth race, the Northern California horses, with Halo Rando with Flavian Pratt at $4 even. Came back in the sixth race, the other race set up for Northern California horses with Mother's Prayer, and paid $6.20 there. So he won both of those Northern California races, carded races. Flavian Pratt won three races of the day, and he did it all in the first seven. Pratt won the second race for Mike McCarthy. He also won the fourth race for Dean Peterson, and then he won the seventh race for Richard Baltus, paying $6.20 there. That was yesterday at Santa Anita. Pick six paid a little bit over $5,000. Oaklawn Park yesterday, Rafael Bejarano got back-to-back wins in the second race at $12 for Tom Amos. Third race, $13 for Chris Hartman. Listen to the payoffs in the early pick five. $880, $12 even, $13 even, $91.20, and $5 even. Early pick five, $23,976.66. By the way, the $91 was not only the only long shot. They also had a $36 winner and a $66 winner yesterday at Oaklawn Park. And at Sunland Park, I was talking about that horse that was going to be the all-time leading New Mexico bred thoroughbred. If she won, she did. Carina won the New Mexico Racing Commission handicap with Tracy Ebert aboard for Gary Cross, paying $220 as the big prohibitive favorite. She is now the all-time leading New Mexico bred thoroughbred in New Mexico. She surpassed Rocky's Gulch for that honor. All right, we're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to give you the racing menu and then off to the races with our handicappers. Don't go away on this first Saturday. Get the chatting at the Check Room on the YouTube network. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Say most of the weather, I think it seems okay around the country as far as precipitation, snow, etc. But I can tell you, it's just cold. A lot of places, that Arctic air is coming down, and I can't wait to listen to what the temperature is like where Jonathan Hardoon is at. So let's get started with the racing menu for today. We remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in the Pacific time zone, I'm going to play the races right behind us from the studio here at the South Point Racebook or anywhere in the Pacific time zone. These will be your first post times. If you're listening on in the multitude of platforms that we have out there and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? We begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. Now listen, Aqueduct, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees at post time, but the track is labeled fast. And they have a carryover in their pick six. $18,243.67 is the carryover at Aqueduct. $18,244 rounded up to that. First post time is 9:10. The feature race today is the Jerome. It has 10 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points to it. As we got the late scratch in this race, the 8 horse, who was the 2-1 favorite on the morning line, the 8, McAfee, has been scratched out of the race. But it's still a good competitive race of 7. Now the favorite at 5-2 is Studley Do Right. So the Jerome goes as the 8th, 9 overall. First post time is at 9:10 at Aqueduct. Gulfstream Park is next. They have 11 races at Gulfstream, a couple of stakes races. Their stakes races are the Mucho Macho Man. No Derby points, but it is for 3-year-olds at a mile. That's the 10th race on the card, 9 before any scratches. And the 5-2 favorite is Guns Loaded with Luis Saez. And then the last race, the 11th race, is the other feature of the day, the Ginger Brew for 3-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf. That race sees 13 before scratches. 5-2 favorite in that one is Nitrogen with Jose Ortiz aboard. Jose Ortiz on this one. first post-time at Gulfstream with their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover now sitting at $266,792. $266,792 is the jackpot today at Gulfstream. If it is not hit today, it will be a mandatory payoff tomorrow. All right, first post time at Gulfstream is at 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs, they've got a pick six jackpot carryover of $6,133. They have nine races. Their first post time is 9:25. Then we go to Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has a couple of nice stakes races today. The Mockingbird for three-year-old fillies at six furlongs will be the seventh race on the card. Nine go at the post before scratches. Big favorite there is She's So Spicy. 4-5 on the morning line with Flavian Pratt aboard. He's there to ride, obviously, the Smarty Jones, but he picked up the favorite in the Mockingbird. That's the seventh race on the card. A couple of races later, the ninth race will be the Smarty Jones, holding 10 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. It is at a mile and 16th, eight are entered in before any scratches, and Flavian Pratt is on the favorite, hot property there, and that is at 8-5. First post time at Oaklawn is at 10:30. Fairgrounds has nine races. The Fairgrounds in New Orleans, first post time is at 10:45 at Fairgrounds. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today, nine quarter horse races. Their first post time is 11:25. Then we go to Santa Anita. Santa Anita's first post time today is at 11:30. 11:30, first post at Santa Anita today. Excuse me, folks. I'm battling a cold right now. Santa Anita has a couple of stakes races today. The San Vicente is for three-year-olds. Doesn't have Derby points to it, but the furlongs for three-year-olds. There's a field of five in the race and a good matchup between Barnes at 8-5 and Bullard at 4-5. The other stakes race of the day is the Las Flores. That'll be the ninth race on the card, a grade 3-6 furlongs for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. A field of seven in there. 3-5 favorite is Pleasant with Juan Hernandez. First post time for the 10 races today at Santa Anita is set at 11:30. 11:30 is the first post time at Santa Anita today. Delta Downs has nine races. Their first post time is at 2:50. Then we get to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has nine races. Their feature race today is for three-year-olds. It's at 6.5 furlongs, the Turfway Preview, but it's on the synthetic racetrack, as you know. 10 go to the post on that one. Touchy is the 7-5 favorite. Joel Rosario is there to ride, though, on Touchy in that race. The Turfway Preview. First post time for the nine races at Turfway is set at 2:55. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $32,073. $32,073 there at Turfway Park. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. And we wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. Eight races, two thoroughbreds, two mixed breed, four quarter horses, and a first post time at Los Alamitos this evening for their eight race card is set at 6:10. And I ask you to please pardon me. I'm fighting a cold, but we will be right. We will now go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
I'm fighting a cold and a sore throat here.
How about some hot tea and honey? Let's get rid of that cold.
I got my coffee here, but nevertheless.
You know, a $15 winner will make him feel just fine. Yeah. That'll clear him right up.
It creeps up on me when I'm talking a lot, so I'm not going to talk a lot. But you heard our conversation about the computer-assisted wagering. I know your thoughts about it already, but, you know, any thoughts about anything else that we had talked about?
No, it's just so frustrating, Ralph. I mean, the amount of throwback you're getting now, it's getting worse. People are really starting to get annoyed to a point where I think it's really going to start chasing people away. And by the way, John Lindo's 100% right. Not only are they betting through the windows, if you chart exactas or doubles or anything like that, these numbers are getting hammered. And the public doesn't see it, because unless you're going to sit down and chart the prices, you're not going to notice it. But they are getting hammered.
Any solutions?
I have no more solutions. If they can't stop this, they're only going to destroy their own game. And the problem is, you know, most of the tracks are in bed with these ADWs. And I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. They're being short-sighted. They think they're helping the handle in the short run, but in the long run, they are destroying the game.
Now, a lot of people out there have recognized that comment from both you, John, and Jonathan, where you said the tracks are in bed with them. You got to explain that to the folks. How's that? How the tracks are in bed with them?
Well, first of all, First Racing and the NYRA own a couple of those major CAW, computer-assisted wagering groups, Elite Racing. Uh-huh. Churchill Downs has their own group of high-end wagers, computer-assisted wagering. So they have a vested interest in these groups just to drive their handle. And they're paying these groups a rebate for the amount of handle that they produce. But that's got to come from someplace, and it's coming from the regular wagering public. And that's what I have a problem with. I mean, it's gotten so bad now, Ralph, that even if you look at the Santa Anita feed today, they're going to show you projected odds because they're looking at those rolling pick threes and double pools to see what the final odds are actually going to be. It doesn't matter what the public is wagering, and they're supposed to make what the post time odds are. They know what they're going to be by what these computer companies are going to lay in late.
And they don't even care if they just break out even. They're interested in getting their rebate where they're getting 10, 12%. So if they break even, they're fine. You know, if they're going to bet millions of dollars and you earn 10% for a rebate, well, who cares if I break even? I'm not even interested in cashing tickets. So that's the other problem.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and bet the races today anyhow.
Yes,
okay?
We are.
Okay? But yes, I just wanted to make a point to everybody listening and watching out there that we are part of you out there that are playing, and we understand this problem too. But as most of the people out there, we're going to take our shot and bet anyhow today. So let's take a look at the two races with the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. The first one is the Jerome at Aqueduct, where the 8-horse, the morning line favorite McAfee, has been scratched, Jonathan.
That's Torpedo Anna's brother. He came out. Yeah. So that's an interesting scratch. What was interesting about that horse is everyone knew it was Torpedo Anna's brother, yet he paid $20 in his first start when he won. So I guess they didn't quite think he was up to being Torpedo Anna yet, but he ran super. Dutra left his other horse in the race, Ican, who they supplemented to get in, who's 8-1. You know, Cyclone State won his last two races, but both of those races were on big speed favoring tracks. So, you know, the figures may not be as good as it looks, when you watch the race. And Studley Do Right has done nothing wrong. This horse just keeps getting better. So those were the three horses I was left with.
John?
You know, I liked Ican, the other Dutra horse here. Again, supplemented in the race, so obviously they think a little bit of him. And the way he got, you know, he stumbled so bad at the start last time he ran well. Anyways, there's a lot of speed in this race, and I think maybe Ican falls in the right trip, sitting third, fourth, right behind the speed, and I like the one-turn mile for him.
All right, so you like you think that the three Ican by shape of the race might be a horse that can win it, and of course, Jonathan, you're going down right to the two favorites, Cyclone State and Studley Do Right, right?
No, I didn't like Cyclone. Oh. I liked Ican and Studley Do Right,
okay.
Is what I said.
Ican and Studley Do Right.
Right.
I see there's a mark here. Somebody else likes that horse, so we'll wait and see about that. Okay, that's at Aqueduct. Now we go to Oaklawn, which is the Smarty Jones. This one has a purse of $250,000 already. They're really throwing around the money for the first of the races in the Triple Crown Series at Oaklawn, $250,000. I understand that one of the prep races for the Arkansas Derby is also going to be $1 million race too.
Oh yeah, the prep before the Arkansas Derby is the Rebels, yeah. I think $1 million, and bucks. I think the Arkansas Derby is $1.25 million.
Yeah, so they're rolling money down there at Oaklawn. The Smarty Jones has 8, and before any scratches, Kale's Angel, I should say, is the 2-1 favorite with Ramon Vasquez. Second choice is such a hot property is the 8-5 favorite Pratt, but they're going to go. They're going to be buying for favoritism. Those two. How do you see it, John? First,
well, you know, Kale's Angel has routed a couple times on the turf, and they weren't his best races. Now, he first time on the dirt, first time at Oaklawn Park, he was really good, winning a 5.5 furlong race. This is a mile and a 16th, two turns. I'm not sure this is really what he wants to do. They're going to find out today. The logical horse is hot property coming off an easy win, debuting in a route at Fairgrounds. He's got some speed. I think the horse, maybe if you're looking for an upset, maybe number five, Mo Quality in here. I like the two sprints to a route pattern here. Two good sprint races, comes off a maiden win at Churchill Downs where they ran fast, and he's rateable. He doesn't have to have the lead, but he'll be close, and I think that's the kind of style you need at Oaklawn Park. At 5-1, Mo Quality is the value for me in the big race here.
Jonathan?
I was also going to look for some value in here. Listen, Cale's Angel won that race running on the dirt for the first time, but John's right. The question is certainly going to be the distance, and I don't know if you want to play that horse at a short price. Hot Property won first out for Cox Like a Good Thing, but the field he beat, not so special. I like the number three horse in here, Optical. I think 12-1 is a fair price. This horse has been distance races, not two turns, but a mile at Churchill is one turn. So at least he has some bottom. You know, most of this field, I think six horses are stretching out to two turns for the first time. So it's going to be interesting. 12-1, I take a shot with number three, Optical.
Optical. Okay, you've got Optical in the race, and we'll wait and see about that. All right, Jonathan, give me some of your horses today. Give me some picks. Let's get winners here, buddy.
Yeah, how about it? Let's look at the fourth race today at Aqueduct, and you're going up against Linda Rice. Not an easy thing to do. She's won seven races over the last 2 days, and she has the number three First Class Cat in there. But I like the number five horse, Romantic Dancer, claimed last time out by Dutro. In Kentucky, he's had a lot of success bringing these horses from Kentucky, excluding yesterday when the horse we gave out lost all chance at the start. However, today is a new day, and I like number five, Romantic Dancer, to win today's fourth race out at Aqueduct.
All right. Aqueduct fourth race, the five, Romantic Dancer, the five. You've got, I believe you're rustling your papers in front of your microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I won't do that again.
Fourth race, the five, Romantic Dancer, the five. Well, look, I'm coughing away, so don't worry about it. In the fourth race, the five, Romantic Dancer, the five in the fourth race at Aqueduct's your play. I know you got one at Gulfstream and at Santa Anita. Where are we going next?
Gulfstream, race six, a mile on the turf. I love the number one horse in here, Papa Gulf, a three-year-old colt from the Todd Pletcher barn. Lasix goes on today for the first time. The race this horse ran last time out on the turf at Aqueduct was really terrific. 9-2 on the morning line, has worked well since. I ride Ortiz aboard to ride number one, Papa Gulf, wins today's sixth race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right, the sixth race at Gulfstream, the one, Papa Gulf, the one. We hope he drives straight and long. The one in the sixth race is your play at Gulfstream, and then we'll wrap it up at Santa Anita.
Seventh race today. This marks the return of Flightline's brother to the races, Eagle Flight, but this horse hasn't been out since May. Yeah, he could clearly win this race and win it easily, but there's an interesting horse in here, number seven, Invigorated. Mike McCarthy took over the training after this horse's first two races on the dirt back east when Pletcher was training him. They ran him on the grass the last two times. He goes back to the dirt today. The first race of his life at Gulfstream back last March was really a big figure. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. At that price, I'm willing to take a shot with number seven, Invigorated, in the seventh race today at Santa Anita.
All right. The seventh race at Santa Anita, the seven horse, 8-1 with Frankie Dettori aboard. And, of course, we'll wait and see what the CWA count goes there. But in any case, it is 8-1 on the morning line.
At this point, he's 8-1, yeah. Correct.
Okay. Computer-assisted wagering. Oh, boy. Anyhow, you have four sheets today, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Aqueduct, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Nice seeing you, John. Talk to you tomorrow. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back from Rich Eng, we're going to find out what we should do today in football, too. Don't go away.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
Here we are in Houston.
opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to t2t.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. We had
the only exclusive daily local.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Get a litter plate.
Information source in Las Vegas.
Sorry, sweetheart. Ran over her comeback. Anyhow, we had a chatter that said I didn't do my homework. That Ultimate High was an also eligible. I understand that, but when I made the bet earlier in the day, it was Jerry J's feature play on there. And so I thought to myself, let me put this horse in. If there's a horse that scratches earlier that's, before him, then he gets in, and I wanted to make sure I had him. Naturally, nobody scratched in front of him, so he did get scratched. But still, I had him on the ticket, which meant I had the opportunity of having that go to the winning favorite in the race if I knew who the winning favorite was. So simply put, that's it. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John Lindo. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie, real quick, what's the deal with the football here? I see an 18-point spread on one of these games that went up to 20 points, I understand, from Sean. What's the deal?
Well, that's the game between the Ravens and the Browns. Yeah. The Ravens are favored by 20. The Browns are actually tanking the right way. They're playing the quarterback from UCLA who is terrible, yeah, and probably deservedly a three-touchdown underdog. But the game is important to a lot of teams because, my pick is going to be the Bengals over the Steelers, Ralph, mm-hmm, and the fact that there are quite a few teams still involved in the playoff hunt in the AFC. But if the the Browns lose to the Ravens, that affects the Bengals game against Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh then has no chance to win the division and they're basically stuck where they are. So the Bengals have won four games in a row, Ralph. They're in a position, incredibly enough, to still salvage the season if they can beat the Steelers today because Denver, they need Denver to lose to Kansas City. Kansas City play tomorrow. Right now, Denver's favored by 10.5. Oh. And also they need the Miami Dolphins to lose in their football game, and Tua is not playing. So they've got a third stringer playing quarterback. So Bengals need to take care of business first, though, Ralph. -2.5. I know the Steelers are their kryptonite. They've lost many important games to the Steelers over the years, but I'm hoping today isn't one of them.
All right, you got it. And, those crazy point spreads on the last week of the NFL, there's a lot of reasons. Sometimes they like the Rams. The Rams said they're going to rest all their starters. So yep, it's kind of a tricky deal there. But you like the Bengals today, -2.5 on the Saturday NFL game. Let me have a pick.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yes, my pick will be at Santa Anita in the 10th. I do want to give a heads up on the fact that Jonathan Soares at Gulfstream Park on my sheet every day, Ralph. I do a simulcast play of the day, and my horse happens to be Jonathan Soares, number one, Papa Golf. So I just want to add a little more credence to his pick. I love his pick, too, at the Gulfstream Park. As far as a pick for myself today at San Diego, let's go to the 10th wide-open mile turf race. I'm going to go with a horse with a little meat on the bone. Number two, Sarwar, Ralph, 6-1 in the morning line. Umberto Rispoli picks up the mount. This horse has been closing well, facing better in some of the past races if you look through the daily racing form. But I think this horse will be closing, among others, in a cavalry charge to the wire. 6-1 is the square price. Two, Sarwar, race 10.
10th and final, you like the two Sarwar, and the 10th and final. Don't forget, Rich has got a full sheet for all of the races today at Santa Anita at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And, Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. John Lindo, I need some picks from you, buddy, before we get to Jerry Jackowitz.
Well, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, race number four today. In the fourth race, number five, Catonia, got parked very wide last time, had no shot with the trip. This is a first time now for Hector Berrios on the grass. We've talked about that many times. He'll find some way to save some ground today, and I think you're going to see a completely different type of race. This horse has more tactical speed than she showed last time. I think if she can sit a trip inside this time, she'll finish up pretty good. 8-1 on the morning line is a fair price. In the fourth race today, number five, Catonia, Santa Anita.
All right, which is in the early pick four and early pick five, fourth race, the five, Catonia, is John Lindo's pick. Remember, folks, he's got a full sheet, the Lindo Report, covering all the races today at Santa Anita, a suggested late pick four, all the goody information that we always talk about, and a coast-to-coast pick five suggestion between the Santa Anita and Gulfstream races today, that coast-to-coast pick five. He's also got a suggestion there as well in that coast-to-coast. All-on-one comprehensive sheet, the Lindo Report, right now, right here, only here at the South Point, free of charge, because they love horse players. All right, let's go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning. Okay, good morning again, Jerry.
I said good morning, Ralph.
I understand you did, but the sound wasn't on. When I ask you to do it again, it's because of a reason. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You want me to do it a third time?
No, you're fine. You're okay now. You got your horse got scratched at San Anita yesterday, but will try to get some picks today at Aqueduct. I guess we'll go first. There's a pick six carryover today at Aqueduct.
No problem getting picks. Getting them to run is a whole other story.
Okay.
Let's go to the third today at Aqueduct. Costa Terra for, the white hot Linda Rice appeals to my eye. You can see this horse has been racing since June. He's really raced very well, very consistently during this whole period of time. And really actually starting to show some improvement in the last two races. And she's probably rested here. I like the six at 8-1 morning line. Cancel up, cancel rides fine for Linda Rice. Let's take the six over the 1-3-4, reverse 1-3-4 back over the six. But the six, anything better than 9-2, I think, is just beating the game six ways to Sunday. I'm all about the six. Costa Terra in the third.
All right. And Eric Cancel, by the way, won on Linda Rice's horse in the last race last night at Aqueduct, giving her three wins yesterday, four wins before, seven wins over the last couple of 2 days. So you're right, she is red hot, and Cancel is helping her out as well. He rides her horse in the third race. The six, Costa Terra, is your pick. Link-ups are 1, 3, and 4 and reverse. Don't forget to reverse, folks. You could be a little bit wrong and still cash there. That in the third at Aqueduct. What about San Anita?
Let's go to the eighth race. I think this is a little bit interesting horse. Piper's Causeway, the eight horse from Jesus Uranga, or however it's pronounced. Mm-hmm. Really has been prepping down at Los Alamitos, but the two turf races he has on his card that we can see are actually very good races and competitive in here. And if this horse has improved at all, which we don't know, it's sort of in the blind, we could be taking advantage of a really nice overlay here. At 5-1, I like Piper's Causeway a whole heck of a lot. That's mm-hmm. the 8 over the 1, 4, 6, and 13 reverse. 1, 4, 6, and 13 back over the 8. If the 13 draws in, I might press up 8, 13, 13-8, and then press up 8-4-4-8.
Okay, so the eight is the win bet. The 8 over the 1, 4, 6, and 13, and reverse, and another bang with the 8 over the 4 and 13, and reverse as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, Jerry J's Power Pages for all of San Anita and all of Aqueduct, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Now, John, you know, we've been talking about, we do horse racing and all that stuff, and we've been talking about, football and all that stuff. Crazy, crazy lines now. But we're going to get help.
I need it.
Right after the show, we're going to get help because Sports by the Book is getting ready to start right here on set. And we got Alex with us. Alex, you know, I've never seen a 20-point spread in a game unless there's something really happening.
Yeah, Ravens, of course, over the Browns today, but they do need this win to clinch that division. And then there's a very meaningful game right after that with the Bengals and the Steelers. So we'll cover it all. We'll also cover some college basketball and one bowl game today.
Well, let me ask you this. With the Cincinnati Bengals, they got to win, and then a lot of other stuff has to happen yet, right?
That's right. They still need the Broncos to lose to the Chiefs, who are benching or resting their players. Yeah. And they need the Dolphins to lose as well. But they're still going to be playing hard because they don't know those results. Of course, those games are tomorrow.
And what about, are you guys going to mention the teams that are going to rest their players?
Yes, we will go through all that. As far as we know, we'll try and give the reasoning for the crazy line moves and why you're seeing the Broncos as a 10-point favorite over the Chiefs.
That's why we need to wait and listen to these guys, John.
I'll just be sitting right over there.
All right, you got it. And that's coming up next. Wherever you're at right now on YouTube, just stay right there. Don't move it. Don't go away. Because they're going to do the Sports by the Book next, and we really need help this final week of the NFL. Crazy stuff happening. All right, back to Jerry. Jerry, you got one more thing to say, and we'll wrap up this Saturday show. I want to thank John Linda for being on set. Of course, John, you won't be with us tomorrow, but thanks a lot for showing up.
That was great. Enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you from the road tomorrow.
All right. Don't forget, Jeff and Alex coming up right now, right next. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everyone.
The book is next.